With so many options, why choose Arizona State University?
For me, the only online option was ASU because of the quality. Their faculty was really involved with their students and care about your personal journey. The dedication to my personal development from my professors, that's been extremely valuable to me.
Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university. Online. That's a degree better. Explore more than 350-plus undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Phony chess, yeah, phony chess, huh, phony chess, let's get it.
Yo, is that T-Dog?
Phony chess, huh, phony chess, hey. Phony chess, this a trade show. Patreon where the trades go. Tap in and watch, that's what you came for. Ain't gotta say my name, they know my name, bro.
What's good, man?
We got McNutted in ATM. Always start off the show with a trade from them. You should always make sure that your trade is in. Patreon, why not be a Patreon? Know you wish you could spend every day with them. Tap in and say what you gonna say with them. South Home, make a fill up a stadium. Next time you log in, make sure that you bring a friend. We about to kick off, let the day begin. Go follow the socials. 40 chess FF is posted. If your trade is an F, you get roasted. Go like and subscribe for the crew. Apple, Spotify, and the YouTube. You know Cooper got the walk too. Let us give you a walkthrough. 40 chess. This is 40 chess.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back into the 40 Chess Dynasty Football Podcast. It has been a minute, but we got a surprise for you. And by we, I mean the OG's back. Adam, 40 Chess Dynasty Football Podcast, the return. I want you to put the word out that we back up.
The tag team is alive and well, my friend, you know?
Yeah, I've been working on a new intro for this one, but I definitely think for this this first episode, the rebirth, the redux, whatever the hell we're going to call it here.
Go OG on it?
I think you go OG. You have to, right? Like, it fits the vibes.
Nah, that's very much, it's actually interesting because, doing some stuff with over here at South Harmon, doing stuff with merch, Mike, and one of the things that I'll be kind of giving away and putting towards things you can buy to go and pair with South Harmon stuff, the Jordan 1s, the very first OG, which is like, hey, 40 chess, let's go to the very first opening. Let's go back to the roots of the show, man, you know?
I like it, man. And I know a guy who's got a pair of those. It's weird.
You know what? So, I think I do too.
They work well, man. Really show off my calves.
That's right, man. It's actually kind of crazy thinking about that. Where the expo, when you were over here, I don't know. It's one of those things, like it doesn't feel that long ago, but it's like, man, we're already at the season now. You know,
I know.
Early August is just, that month flew by, buddy.
This shit snuck up on me. And two, want to talk about it, like just being here? I have been a terrible dynasty manager and not paid attention enough to my teams. Like, we're just, listen, we did the drafts, you know, we did startups, whatever they were, they are where they are. And I'm sitting here like, man, I got lineup leagues with taxis that are going to lock tomorrow. I better get this shit underway. I got dead players probably on my roster. I need to kick off. So you know what, Adam, for the return, because a lot of people are going to be in this and we're not going to be able to do this every single week, but thanks to Eric putting out America's Game extra early, the massive marathon he does with Scott Connor every year.
Dude,
depth chart porn.
The
Thursdays are open, baby. That means I could drop this Thursday morning now.
That's the length of that show is basically unmatched, you know?
So this is twofold. One, it's a perfect segue to just say how shitty of a dynasty manager I've been, Adam, too. But we're going to get a couple of these teams right before the season starts with your help. We're bringing in an expert. We're bringing in the, I don't think you're a lefty, but we're going to call you a lefty. Bring in from the bullpen. Play the music.
I don't want to dunk on your guy, Gilly, but did you see Jeff Teague play Gilly?
Yes.
One-on-one?
Yeah. But
I could be Jeff Teague. I could shoot it lefty. I'm not lefty, but I could give it to Gilly like that. That was actually hilarious. But no, let's take a look. I think, to me, Mike, I think that's one of the things, like, I want to get back to at the offseason. This coming up year, doing some highly detailed episodes where, I don't care how much you pay attention or don't, like, being honest about improving and where I should have done more is just I think anyone would be lying to themselves if they think they can improve and, you know, take a look at stuff like this.
Definitely. Definitely. All right, man. You pick the league. That's where we're going to start. Everything up top here is lineup. You guys can't see this because this is an audio podcast, of course. I'm not an idiot. But I'm going to let Adam pick one of the plethora of teams I have, and we're going to get this thing right before the season starts. We're probably going to do a couple, you know, but I think it's a good discussion, too, because there's going to be a lot of people in the same situation. We're going to talk about some guys that need to be on your taxi or maybe shouldn't start on your taxi in lineup leagues. And those end of the bench dudes that, Adam, like, you be the final word. Just get rid of them, man. Go pick up some dude off waivers. Who cares who he is? Right? But this doesn't get paid attention enough, like how to properly roster construct, right? We did all the other stuff through the draft. But now it's like, do I really need to roster this dude? Like, is he just dead? Why am I carrying him?
Well, Mike, I feel like it might even be title worthy. I mean, I got a layup sitting here right in front of me. And I know Mike would, if he had this opportunity, he'd do the same thing. The episode so far, we've been littering, and now it's time to clean it up. So let's go littering ahead.
We're going to pull up littering and.
Littering and is the league, is and dot, dot, dot. And it's time to clean it up.
12-team lineup league, Adam. This is what we're rocking with. All right.
Okay, 12-team lineup. What are we at? Start 10, 11? What do we think?
Yeah, I think I run this league, so yeah, it's a little deeper.
I stand largely correct.
Three,
this is at least
6,
13.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Good guess. Right on the nuts. Super flex. Like your style.
I ask that question so often that I'm now like just, I kind of can weirdly tell. It's like I don't do math well, but I can kind of tell when the number of flexes that give me a range. So that's a healthy number of flexes in this league, which start 13, Mike, let's just start with that. Like, you should approach this league differently than you should a lineup start 9 or a start 10. And honestly, maybe even a little bit of a start 11. You should approach this differently, man. Start 13 is deep.
Deep. Well, how about this? Right off the rip, I have Brandon Ayuk in my starting lineup with the pup designation.
That is why now we have some cleanup to do. However, if we were to go, we don't need to go to the lab because we actually have your sleeper share, which is so awesome to watch right now. But
I like that.
In a start 13, Mike, I think going into the season, I would argue everyone has at least a spot or two where you're like, maybe not IU because he's not playing, but you know, we're talking like, you're just not going to have a bunch of depth typically in this league. And sometimes you can actually win out with having just the battle of attrition.
No, we'll put Brandon Ayuk right into the pup.
By the way, we got a nice, listen, we have some misses, all right? I'll just acknowledge that. But unshockingly to those that have been listening to this or Mike for a while, we have a decently deep quarterback room. I would say a mini horde going here.
A little bit. Will Levis on IR. We can put him in the IR spot. We'll clean it up for now.
We'll keep him in IR until, you know, we have to have other discussions. For now, IR for sure.
Jalen Wright, doubtful. IR. He can go in the IR. Let's go.
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting, the certain tags that let you put them in and they don't.
Jonathan Mingo, IR. Oh, my God.
Well, that was
starting off.
That's the theme of the show is, you know, we're buying time.
There we go. We got an IR.
We have filled the IR quickly. Five IR spots, they are filled.
All right. So we do got some open roster spots. Is there anybody down here in taxi that you would think about moving up to start the season?
So I will say this, in start 13, Mike, one of the things about doing dynasty content to the level we do, it's you can't get excited enough for a player that starts getting a bunch of hype, because eventually then it's like, you know, you had 2 days to have fun with that. And it's like, all right, now I got to start telling people they're crazy.
Yes.
But in start 13, Mike, I think JCM is worth, I would consider honestly rolling him in a start 13 lineup. Frankly, now I'm not saying you have to with your team. I haven't looked through enough of it yet to know, but he could definitely come off the squad.
We'll get there. We'll pull him off the taxi squad. The rest of them: Will Shipley, Malachi Corley, Jalen Milroe, Tyler Shuck.
But I mean, here's the thing: Shipley and Milroe, especially, right? These are like juiced taxi stashes. Can you keep Will Shipley on there this year or no?
Yeah, they're not making me kick him off yet.
Love it. Keep him there. But yeah, he's literally in a taxi. He's waiting for an injury to happen to Saquon. Otherwise, he'll be waiting again.
Well, hear about this one. We got Marcus Yarns on the bench. We can
I think it's time to, you know, Mike, let's let him be free. You know, let's let him go.
Go forth, young man. Yeah. Explore.
My daughter's always, you know, she's three. She's always trying to find stuff in the yard. I'm like, babe, let's let it go. You know, let's let it go back in the yard. That's where yarns can go.
I don't think any of these other guys are cut worthy. So that's good.
Nah, I mean, I was waiting for you to, no offense on there. So I'm not quite ready to do it. Okay. But it's probably
how
coming.
How about Noah Fant? I know we're going to be homers. All right.
Don't make me talk good about Noah Fant already. Oh God, this is going to be a great season. I love it.
But what if Noah Fant at the end of the season is the leading tight end on the Cincinnati Bengals?
That's literally like if you can't move the bar without weights, right? Like the bar is the bar. But
it's Kevin Durant's bench press at the combine.
I feel like, Mike, with Noah Fant, I mean, honestly, I'll give you the truth, okay? I'll give you the real. I fucked up, all right? If you haven't heard me say it now, I'm saying it again. Oh my God, it wouldn't shock me though if there is a. Now, the level of resurgence that I was hoping for and I'm kind of expecting potentially that could happen, they're very different now. But it wouldn't surprise me to see him have like a decent little season. But is that fantasy relevant now, right? That's probably the.
Right.
I don't know.
Who cares?
Yep.
All right. Well, we're still going to keep him on there. He still deserves to be
right. Come on, Joe Burr, man. If Joe Burr can't unlock him, no one can.
All right, so that means I got three spots open. Now here's the fun part. Let's go see what's available.
Dude, when you hit trending, and it took me a second to gather that these are roster players. I'm like I had a absolute blue chew happen for a minute there.
Oh, blue chew. Yeah, you got excited. No, they're all on rosters. There is not a single person on this trending list.
So actually, like for the sake of the conversation, I feel like we're gonna go deep dive on this. Go back to the squad. Can we do you know? I think it's important to talk about the total number of roster spots in this league too.
Oh yeah, we got an easier way since it's already pulled.
I was gonna say, since you got the real thing in front of you, man, just you know, flip it in reverse. There you go.
33.
20 bench. Okay, so yeah, so this is to your point, Mike.
Plus your IR, plus now, your taxi.
It's never too late to start. All right. So I don't care what you say. That goes for you. It goes for Mike. It goes for me. It goes for Noah Fant even. All right. But Mike, I think the thing is that those three spots, to your point, we got 33 roster spots starting 13. It's, you know, we got an uphill battle here. We got to swim upstream a little bit.
Oh yeah. This is what we have available. Highest projected on the week.
I almost never want these players in Dynasty because it's like that people are trying so hard to give them any type of life and they don't have it.
It's pretty disgusting. So for the audience at home, the leading one is Kevontae Turpin, then Chris Brooks, then Johnny Munt.
It's actually kind of interesting, though. I feel like 5.1, whoever gave him 5.1 needs to have a serious discussion with someone. However, it's funny because it's like, oh, well, you know, their defense is going to stink. Now they're going to have to just chuck the ball. He might just get a couple catches because.
Right. He might. Maybe they're baking in a return for a touchdown. That's what it is.
I mean, gosh. Maybe. Yeah, it's probably like a 0.4.
We do got a free taxi spot. So let's just sort by ADP on rookies alone. That's where we'll start.
Oh, wait a minute now. I feel like, listen, it's especially if we're talking taxi. I mean, I don't know. Where are you at on Ricky White? I feel like I would throw him in there.
Do you want a little Ricky White action?
I mean, buddy, let me say it. When we're in this situation, I'm willing to give the kid a shot again.
It's pretty gross. I mean, my other options are Ja'Cory Brooks, Tommy Watt.
Maybe we jumped the gun on old yarns, you know? I'm just kidding, but...
No.
Corey Kiner, honestly, Mike, crazier things have happened in the first go backfield.
You think so? Corey Kiner, Quinton Jackson?
I think so. Let me here. Slow down a little bit. Let me give you some of the names that we're considering, all right?
Yeah.
So we are looking at, for those that care to know, a lot of free agency teams. Now, Judkins technically free agent, but no, we got Yarns. We've got, I mean, Antoine Wells. Buddy, we are scraping. We are really scraping the bottom of this bowl, man.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Yeah, I don't mind that Ricky White one. Let's go ahead.
I think Ricky White's a clear, based on what's out here. Go down one more there real quick. I think, I don't know that you have to do it yet. We can look at the rest of the, I think Corey Kiner, while he's, I mean, you talk buried, especially after the B-Rob trade. But, dude, if you're in the backfield of San Francisco, I don't know. Is he still, is he back on the practice squad though?
It doesn't look like it. 7 days ago, waived with an injury.
I saw that, but okay. No, I did not see that part. No, it's over. All right. Yep. Everything I just said.
Undo.
I wrecked it. Okay. You forget that.
Undo. Well, big old JaQuindon Jackson.
I'll be honest.
He's on a practice squad.
He's back on the practice squad. So there you go. I mean, I'm much less, the backfield in Jacksonville has not proven to be anywhere near as exciting, but
nope.
I have no problem adding him to a team. That the thing is, we're adding outside of Ricky White. I think now we're looking at, you know, any running back on a 53 is kind of the point.
Yeah, that's probably what we're going with.
Damn, I thought Corey Kiner would be back on practice squad injury settlement. Damn.
So here's total by season ADP.
Tom Brady's there.
Yay, Henry Ruggs. DJ Chark.
How long until he gets out?
Oh my God, this list is terrible.
Dylan Labe. We're speaking of blasts from the past.
Yeah, this is.
Well, Mike, gross. I mean, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's not crazy to put Jackson on your team.
Yep. I think you're right. I think we just go by running backs and throw.
I think this is what I'm looking for, right? I'm looking to hit. My God, it's like I'm going up to the plate. I have. My batting percentage is going to be really bad, but I'm just swinging out of my shoes and praying, you know?
Yep. So what do you say, Cody Schrader too? He's on a practice squad.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? He's back on the practice squad with LA, right?
Yep. Yep. And for the people at home, this is kind of what, it's a lineup league, right? Like the Ricky White thing. Okay. What are the odds? He's just going to sit on my taxi. I'm probably going to cut him next year anyways. In reality.
Sure.
Now, but if I got to add turds to my bench in the lineup league,
shitheads, if you will.
Yep, shitheads. You know where I'm going? Just any RB who's got a pulse.
Right.
And by now, pulse, I mean, can you just be on a 53 or a practice squad?
Right. Now, I think it's actually a good, if we're going to go deep here, week, you know, our first one back, I think, Mike, this is a good conversation because the reason I like the players there that we're targeting that are, I mean, let me just say this. Relative to what's available, okay? Don't come out here and be like, Adam's telling me, you know, JaQuindon Jackson's a freaking, you gotta add.
No. Right.
But, Mike, rookies that end up showing anything are the ones that have a value pop coming. For example, Izzy Banacanda, right? Now, as far as what he would be valued to my roster, probably would be the same thing if he actually got a chance to get on the field. The problem is, we've seen him be so literally not on the field and irrelevant that he won't get that dynasty bump, really, you know? A rookie, though, that has, even if it's shitty draft capital or no draft capital, Mike, if he was to, you know, take a 1B situation, you literally might be able to move him for a third-round pick at some point, genuinely, yep. You know?
Yep, and that's a win. That's a win.
So I think the targeting of the young players that are, you know, probably, and the nice part is, Mike, you'll have a chance like Izzy if you're, you know, it took me a long time to realize this, but you got to cut bait with Izzy when it goes wrong. But these players, you're going to be able to just cut and, you know, cut bait, not have to worry about it if they're not playing.
Why not? What about Juwan Jordan here? Is any news on him?
Yeah.
He's on the practice squad.
Yeah, there is. It's Mike, it's weird. It's like he's like the definition of the years just pass by and nothing changes, you know? Just,
yeah.
He's kind of hanging around and he's hanging around.
Hmm.
Yeah, Vaki's got a hammy. I did actually see that, but I don't know that it really matters.
How about that, though? He's not on the practice squad. He's actually on the active roster.
No, yeah. I mean, well, is he running back three behind Montgomery? I mean, I don't know what the depth chart actually says.
Right. Huh? I think at this point with these crappy pickups.
Well, no, I mean, I would argue he's probably... Yeah, he's probably it just shows how bad it is.
It's pretty gross.
I wasn't sure, but yeah, Craig Reynolds is actually the three and he's the four, but they got four on their depth chart.
We'll take it. He made it 53, and I think the last one I add is just JaQuindon Jackson.
Right? Well, what's crazy is, though, you know, it's never been inspiring, but Greg Reynolds has actually had some very few and far between, but weeks. So that's kind of what we're hoping for Vaki, right? You just get a injury and get lucky.
Let's see. Chris Brooks. I don't know, he's gross, man. He's so gross. But I mean, on an active roster.
Yeah, I mean, this is where, like, the difference is. I think it's understanding, like, you know, you still add players like that, but the flippability of them for much, if anything, is...
There we go. I just clicked on one. George Helani secured the number three role.
Dude, actually, I couldn't... it kind of went a little blurry. I couldn't even read that. That's awesome.
Right.
So wait, how many... Let me just... Let's talk through for everyone that's not watching.
Yeah.
What our list is at the moment.
All right. We got five in. We got Ricky White, Cody Schrader, Sione Vaki, Quindon Jackson, and George Helani.
I think I would argue nobody should get a dollar on this, right?
Not a single dollar.
I think this is one of the things that we do need to say aloud, though.
And I really think we go in and we change the order, right? Like, Helani, Vaki should be priorities because they're actually on rosters.
Sure.
I would say Ricky White.
I was going to say, the thing about, I mean, it's kind of a very mid-name, but Ricky White, if he had, I mean, even a week or two, think like Parker Washington, something like that, where the name actually had some sort of a dynasty cachet. No, I'm not getting carried away here, but people know the name Ricky White. So there's the reason I would be holding him is flippability, because I think he's, I don't want it to be the case. I'm rooting for the guy, but
that's all you're trying to get, right?
Mike, I mean, he's got roster clogger, unfortunately, the poor bastard, written all over him, right?
Yes, he does. All right. So there is filling up our roster spots. Waivers are run tomorrow morning, right? We'll toss one dude in the taxi, and then we'll just pick up some random right in the spot, right? Mm-hmm. Probably the fifth, whoever I get missed out on, because I doubt many people are putting in claims for these dudes.
Scroll up. I was going to just see. I don't think any one of these players is obviously. They're all belonging on teams. I just was thinking roster construction-wise. How are we looking?
Yep.
It's pretty tight. I think it looks good.
All right. Well, let's start a starting lineup while we're here.
let's not talk all the basement dwellers. How about Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix?
He's got a 12 o'clock game. He's QB1, right? You put him in. No question.
I'll be honest. Week one. Now, you could say, and you could have a good point, okay? I'll just go ahead and acknowledge it. You could say, well, Adam, just you're bad at start sit, so you don't want to, you know.
We're both bad.
No, the reason I'm saying it, though, Mike, is I think you're getting too cute if you sit Bo Nix or Jaden Daniels week one, personally. Like,
yeah.
Well, first of all, Jaden Daniels versus the Giants. I mean, come on. Yeah. I know the defensive line should be a lot better, but, I mean, it's.
How about these RB1 slots? Tyrone Tracy.
Shit. I was out here saying I would be okay putting JCM. Kroski Merritt in your flex spot. I think the kid's I think he's in one of the two RB spots for sure.
For those out there, we're
looking at, just to give everyone the so we got Ray Davis, we got Rocket Sanders, who's in Cleveland now for now anyway, we've got Trevor Etienne and Jaden Blue, and then Shipley and Taxi. So I mean, this isn't even a judgment call.
No. He's in by default.
I buy your Audi 5000, my friend.
All right, wide receivers.
Much better here. We're looking good. And young.
Much better.
BTJ, Ladd, Tet. I mean, I said it and forget it.
I would say for lineup purposes, though, right? Brian Thomas got 12 o'clock game. Okay. On Sunday. Ladd plays on Friday.
Pickens right now is in your flex.
He should be going to the wide receiver spot.
Facts.
Because Ted has got the 12 o'clock game, so he goes to the flex, just in case.
Yep, I like it.
All right, tight end. Anything better than Mark Andrews?
Well,
no.
People have been telling you for a while, Dalton Kincaid, who currently also flexed. We'll have to talk about that in a minute. Yeah. Andrews is an easy.
Not
undebated one here.
All right, we got an empty flex spot. Who are we throwing in?
Well, let's talk dirty. Mike, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I actually feel like Keon Coleman's an easy play.
Done deal. Huh? That's one that stood out to me, man.
He's a boom bust with a lot of bust, but I feel like boom bust and a star 13 is actually what I like to play anyway.
Between Jaden Higgins and Dalton Kincaid, who would be the first one you'd potentially bench? How about that? We'll make this easy.
Gosh,
we'll see if we can find a better option on the bench, but that's where we're rocking.
I mean. I think the answer long term throughout the season will become pretty obvious. I don't know what Jaden Higgins' role is really going to be week one, though. So Am I crazy to say nope. I want to put Kincaid in week one in the flex?
Nope, you're not. All right.
It feels horrible saying that, but that's
here's the million dollar question. Would you bench Jane Higgins for any of these turds? God, start 13 makes this so good.
Well, let me tell you, Mike, I think this is where, to me, and you're a big Bryce Young guy, right? And tech mm-hmm. guy. And you don't have Bryce Young, right? But I think you got Xavier Leggett and you got Sanders, tight end. I think with what you're rocking, let me go ahead and read the names so you know we're not showing this. Ray Davis, Rocket Sanders, Trevor Etienne, Jaden Blue. We got Quentin Johnston. What a fall from grace. But Xavier Leggett, Calvin Austin, Juwan Johnson, Noah Fant, and Sanders. I think Sanders or Xavier Leggett is the play pretty comfortably. But where are you at with the two of those?
I think that's fair. The only other one I was going to throw in there, I don't trust him. Okay? I don't trust him. I don't know what his role is going to be, but Jaden Blue is on this roster.
Sure. I think here's to me, it's not crazy actually to put him in there. What's the scoring on this? We didn't actually talk through that part of it.
Oh yeah. Pull it up here for you, buddy. So 6 point passing touchdowns.
Okay.
So, rushing, no point per carry. So take that out of the rip.
Yeah.
And then receiving, pretty vanilla, standard.
This is, for being one of your leagues, this is about as plain Jane as we go. Yeah.
It's an old one.
No, it's fine. I'm just saying, Mike, I think Jaden Blue's workload, if you told me there was like some decent points per carry, maybe. I feel like his workload's pretty sketch week one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I think with a half point tight end premium, I might lean Sanders over Jaden Higgins. What do you think?
I'm with it. Man, Xavier Leggett, I know DB's out there somewhere. So DB.
I know. I just he feels like he's touchdown dependent, man.
Really does. No, I mean I'm rooting for him, but
me too. There we go.
I think here's the thing, Mike. Realistically, those guys probably have the most opportunity / upside. Yep. In this game versus Jacksonville. So this is the roster. Now, let's just go ahead and admit, when you have to throw in three tight ends, we're not loving our life. However, though,
Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt in your RB2 slot.
Can I say that, Mike, I actually don't think that's that horrible. Now, it's not the most ideal, right? But I would rather have JCM as my RB2 in Dynasty than have to start three tight ends by a lot. Now, what I was going to say is this. This is where I think why people have a hard time quarterback hoarding, right? Mike, let's talk about your quarterbacks again. You got Daniels, Bo, Penix, T-Law, Daniel Jones.
My quarterback room is definitely something here, right? Like, this is when you discuss roster construction. This is how I built my team, where if I'm going to be weak, it's going to be, you know, running backs. Thanks. Right, the easily replaceable. Mm-hmm. Like, you look at the starting running backs I got on this team, Tyrone Tracy and Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Can you guess how much draft capital I've invested in those two combined?
I would imagine similarly to what the Giants and the Commanders have, right?
Yeah.
Not a ton.
There you go. 407 for Tyrone Tracy.
Are these pre-NFL draft too?
No, post.
Okay.
407 for Tyrone Tracy and 505 for JCM.
Both of them are going to be late regardless, but, you know, post would have been pretty fun to see maybe a waiver wire ad of one of those.
Oh, that would be fun. That would have been fun.
I'm sorry, pre-NFL draft is what I meant to say, but yeah. So, I mean, well, the reason I want to talk about it, though, is just I think understanding and, right, if you're going to play the, let them come to you. You kind of have to, I think, realize, hey, I got a lot of value here, but I'm being patient. And part of the problem, there's a reason patience is a virtue, Mike, because most people don't have enough patience to put in to start the year, go through this roster and be like, you know what, Kincaid, Sanders, right. My lineup, right. I'm good with it, right? That's where people start. Now, this is a start 13, so it gets even more extreme, but this is where I think, I think it's worth having a discussion about, like, hey, if you have a quarterback hoard like this. Now, if you keep playing it right, you could end up keeping a quarterback hoard and start building this team better. But this is one of those things where if you go into a quarterback board, you just have to be prepared to either, you know, make the move when the iron's hot, or hey, you got to suck it up for a little bit too. Oh, by the way, I forgot. I said Danny Dimes. I didn't see the roster at the time. Cam Ward. So we're talking five legit QBs. And for some people, Mike, six, because Danny Dimes is legit, man. Putting A. Rich on the bench and all that, you know?
104 Cam Ward. Let that one sink in.
I'm trying to thank you. Help me kind of illustrate to this audience, like, that's Mike, 104. See, think about this. Star 13, right? 104. Actually, I feel like we go? Let's go take a look at the draft board, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Ta-da. Yeah, like, we got that option.
This is another part of the quarterback horde that I think is a good discussion here.
Just let it come to you.
Now, you just so happen to have 105, so, all right, a little tomfoolery. I've played this game before, right? Take Cam Ward in front of Tet McMillan, but you know you're getting both. But, Mike, let's say this, though, right? Trayvon Henderson right now, very highly valued, right? So you passed on him.
Yep.
Now, I don't think this would have been a consideration, but for some it probably would have. Imagine if you had to start another tight end, Tyler Warren, who went after him. But, no, I mean, you passed on, obviously, you know, Quinshon at the time and RJ Harvey. Man, Igbuka going 202 brings back crazy memories right now. Holy crap.
It does.
Holy crap. Now, granted, that's not actually on you, right? If you're not going to take him at 105, you didn't have another pick. But just seeing him go fucking 202 just is, oh, whew. But anyway, Mike, I think a lot of people
PTSD
would not have even considered Cam Ward at 104 because of that. And I think that's another thing I was talking about with why sometimes I see him fall to like egregious spots. People look at their roster and they're roster baiting it already, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's look at, how about, I don't want to pick on the guy. I don't know if he's a listener or not. I don't know how many people.
You're going to put the hammer down on Hammer B?
That's what I was going to say. Look at Hammer B's team. Where are we at here?
So.
Right there. Yeah, so he had the five.
Yep.
Watson. A. Rich. Dude, that's it?
Well, I mean, Mike, I was going to say, this is a good quarterback room on paper, you know, a few years back.
he's got that, and he ends up going Travis Hunter.
But, I mean, you know, maybe he thought it was one QB, but even then he didn't have one.
Yeah, well, I mean, he thought he had A. Rich, for sure.
Tyson Bagent, bro. I mean, got the bag. It might be his best guy.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
No, but, I mean, that is Star 13 is enough starters to where – like, I get going thin at QB, but, I mean, what are we doing here, fam?
Yeah.
Mike, let's say you thought you had A. Rich. Even then, you didn't have anything else.
So his, let's go look at him.
Let's see what kind of money moves he's made.
Projected 119 points. A. Rich in the starting QB spot.
It's
going
to be tough when you got a zero burger at one. And then he's probably going to have no choice. Mike, imagine throwing a tight end in your super flex spot. Darren Waller. It was right.
You Holy called crap. It. You called it. You
like,
called it.
Not just a tight end. Not just any old tight end. The guy off the street.
Literally old.
Bro, go back to that. Now, he does have another first. Two other firsts. One of the Browns. So that probably has got 101 all over it. But go up just a second.
Yes, sir.
I'm actually thinking about this now. I'll give him a little more credit. Mike, if you're not trying to score points, you know how you don't?
Not have quarterbacks.
Normally, I don't see it get this, like, absurd, you know?
I wonder. We just think this kind of turned into a team review, right?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you guys can go get yourself one. One, go to patreon.com/SouthHarmon. Two, if you want the biggest discount you can possibly get, join this Vice tier, for Christ's sakes. Not only because we're cool guys. Pretty awesome. It's going to get wild during NFL season. It's going to get wild in those chats.
It's here, buddy. It's here.
Hey, listen, we're giving away team reviews for dirt cheap if you're already a Savage member. But if you don't want to be one, still go to Patreon. It's a great place, great community. But you don't even have to be a Patreon member if you want a team review. Just go to the website, southharmonff.com.
Or dynastyteamreview.com. We'll Adam, take you right to southharmonff.com.
Adam, you want to skip the fucking line? Adam's got a link for you.
Yep. That's what. Listen, the thing is, Mike, I try to make it easy for everyone else. But if you look at my team, sometimes I make it really hard for my teams. However, when I'm looking at this, Mike, I guess I can understand the play of Travis Hunter. And if you're telling me, hey, like, our goal is to get 26 picks and 27 picks and kind of not score points. But then I don't want to. So I can at least, let me just say, I can acknowledge and understand that. Now, when I look at the totality of the roster, you really make me struggle to believe that we're, you know, clicking on all cylinders here, so to speak. I mean, Jermaine Burton, Mike once got a first for him, but
he rostered a guy I didn't even know who the hell he was. Toa Tua?
Well, Mike, I did. I can just tell you the reason I did is because you got a little local news on, you know, nobody's, but.
That's fair. Browns.
I mean, I literally just read his name. I don't know shit about him.
So to turn this into like a 40 team review, a little bit, just a little tiny one, right? Wouldn't this be a good guy for me? I'm struggling at running back, right? He's got Ramondre and Jalen Stevenson, or Jalen Warren and Ramondre Stevenson. I just combined two fucking players into one name.
And you know what's bad? Like, even if they made a baby, I don't think that running back would
be Jalen Stevenson and Ramondre Warren.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't you go, you know, I'm just thinking here. I just kick around like a couple thirds.
I was about to say, I think you had me at Rhino, but I think the idea of someone selling Jalen Warren and Mike buying is going to have.
Wouldn't go be for much.
Well, that's what I mean. I think like, it's kind of surprising to me, Mike. He's always had a cult following, I like to call it, but. He's the day one starter, supposedly, and I think people are still buying in. Wait. But I guess because I don't think anyone that has had Warren for a while or believes in Warren is even considering two-thirds for him alone.
Oh, well.
Now, send the offer. I'm saying, though, I feel like it's polarizing. And the people that are like you and me, we just don't have Jim Warren anymore.
So. Right.
But I think it's worth a team when you see a team like that that's not contending. Hey, can I grab you know, Ramondre is kind of gross, but I feel like the disrespect kind of gets to an extreme point now.
You know? It really makes me sad too when you pull up and you see like the last offer that he sent. You know, when he go into sleep.
What did I tell you, by the way? That I don't know everything, but I know the dynamics of psychology and people. Look at this fucking thing, huh?
What a terrible offer that was, huh?
Mike, you know what's crazy? What did I tell you? This guy, you're not getting Jalen Warren done. And I can tell you what, with looking at this, he's littering and in your DMs with these trades.
Pretty bad.
He thought that was going to get Jaden Daniels. Now, Ja'Marr Chase was in the deal, but you know, that's kind of where it stopped.
No chance. All right, let's do one more, and then we'll bounce out of here.
Yeah. So I was just going to say the big thing there is just being real with yourself about if you're going to go into the quarterback horde, play it out for another year. And if you don't, how are you going to kind of roster construct around it?
I think I did a video about how to QB hoard, and that was one of the main points on it is you got to have patience and you got to have balls of steel. You really do.
Because you got to know when to sell if it comes about you, but you also cannot, you're going to bleed a ton of value if you get to panic selling. So if that's the way you are, I would honestly, this is one of the things about the quarterback hoard, Mike. The reason I sometimes strongly advise against it is because I don't think most people don't have the stomach for it. So if you're not going to do that, then just stay away.
But you also bring up a fantastic point. You brought it up many, many times about selling quarterbacks at the right time, right? And being comfortable, maybe only getting 80 cents on the dollar, but understanding that, listen, how much higher they can go probably ain't that much, but the bottom can be huge, right? Like, for example, we started off that roster with me putting Will Levis on IR. Now, hindsight's 2020, but I need to do a better job of, listen, I may love Will the thrill, and I may want to have like this hammer here, but somebody, if you would have showed up with a first, which I imagine, you know, maybe not this time last year, but maybe a little bit sooner in the off season of last year, I bet a first was very reasonable.
Mike, now listen, we just put him in IR, but just think about this for a second, okay? This is just last draft, 2024, in a quarterback class that, Mike, they drafted six, the NFL drafted six quarterbacks in the top 12. The Titans at 7 took a left tackle and kept Will Levis.
That's true.
But the reason I want to highlight that, actually, Mike, is it's actually a really good one, as I'm thinking about it. when you take when that coach Callahan, right, and the GM there, they like, you know what, we want to see what we got in Levis, and they get a left tackle. Now we know the upside was there, but also the downside was like that is obviously really speaks volumes from the NFL side. But Mike, we're a year later, they got the number one pick. Will Levis is like, hey, we're going to have a conversation probably at some point. Like, maybe not on that 33 man roster, but do we keep him around? You know, we get the Hendon Hooker all of a sudden. Like, so it, the reason I'm saying is it can happen in a flash. So if you get those firsts, and Mike, I think the big thing is if you're quarterback hoarding too, there's times you definitely want to put the screws to people, but I think what you hit on is big. When I've actually been most successful, Mike, is where I'm selling it probably like 80 to 90% of what I'd like to, when I actually make the trades away. And, you know, sometimes you end up like, damn it. Like, I sold fucking a really good player. I sold Brock Purdy too light. But
too light.
Like, but you also could end up, you know, where you have, you got a guy like Will Levis that you completely eroded. Mike, Anthony Richardson was a first-round pick last year.
Mm-hmm. And we're like a month removed of me recommending to our audience to buy him still for a first. So
we saw this with Trey Lance. The point is, I guess, to just be cognizant of, hey, playing the you can play in the risky waters, but also, you know, just try to get out some, you know.
All right, we're going to move on. The greatest dynasty roster I've ever assembled in my entire career.
This is it. All right, let's
roster
baiter. Let's see it.
Let's do it. All right.
Tyrone Tracy's in the lineup, but that's the only thing that's not
right.
Elite.
All right. So,
holy crap, this team is good.
Let's start this. Marshawn Lloyd's on IR. Need to move him.
So can we have this conversation about a guy like Marshawn Lloyd? Right.
Sure can.
It's got the Kendre Miller vibe, right?
Where it does.
It's like, you like him. You've been waiting on him. Speaking of patience, I think at the running back position, which is a short shelf life position anyway, I mean, I'm not telling you to cut Marshawn Lloyd, but I'm saying, guys, it's time to start being not picky if people come sniffing.
Not, you know? Picky, right. All right, let's put him in IR. How about this?
Holy crap, that's a big taxi squad, dude.
It is.
Is it six? Wow.
Ooh. Do you think there's a possibility I can move him to taxi?
Speaking of quarterback hoard, like when I say quarterback hoarding is a way of life, if you're into it, you get it. Michael Penix is in this guy's fucking taxi.
You think I can move him? Oh, this doesn't lock.
Hold on. No, wait.
Sure can.
No, see, now we got an error, but it's okay.
It still let me. He's still in there.
Oh, did it flip? Did Marshawn Lloyd got in there? All right.
It did.
Okay.
Treylon Burks, can I just cut this?
It wasn't happening. Yeah, Mike, I was going to say, like,
just drop him.
Honestly, for his own, let him free, you know?
Let him be free. All right.
Hold on. This roster has Rashee Rice on it. What am I looking at here?
Jalen Polk. Put him in IR, or would you put him in the taxi instead of Marshawn Lloyd?
Semantics. I mean, this Jalen Polk experience has been about as quiet as the house is when my kids aren't here. Really quiet, buddy.
We'll switch those two, and then we'll put Lloyd in the IR spot because he might be back. Jalen Polk is not playing this year.
Yeah,
that is confirmed.
Mike's giving him the you know, the veteran leadership. Marshawn Lloyd,
the veteran leadership.
Yeah. Also, can we put? I think if you want good things from Marshawn Lloyd and Rashee Rice, I think you got to get Watson out of the IR right next to him. You don't want him.
You don't want him polluting it.
Mm-mm. But all right, so we look at this team though, dude. I mean, you got. Let's talk about the squad. You got Tucker Kraft and Kincaid.
This will be an easier look for you.
Perfect.
How about that?
So let's talk quarterbacks first. We'll go Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Drake May. Don't forget the stud Deshaun Watson, but right in there with Bo Nix, Michael Penix, and Shadur. So, I mean, first of all, roster construction, right? I mean, you could definitely put more quarterbacks in here, but this is a – think about that. Watson, think about 2 years ago saying Deshaun Watson would be your easily least valuable quarterback in this room when you have seven quarterbacks on your squad.
Right.
But then we got Genty. So the quarterback honestly checks, and you got a mini horde going at minimum, I'd say. Genty, Tracy, Sharps, Tank Bigsby, Kyle Monagai. We got Marshawn Lloyd. We got Trevor Etienne, Braylon Allen, Rashard Smith, McLaughlin. I mean, I really like that running back room and the lineup league. How many are we starting here? I don't think we got over that. But
oh, yeah. I got you, buddy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Perfect. So we're talking, you know, the more the vanilla. I think especially when we're only starting 10, like I love a lot of times having a hero RB in the current market.
That's
right?
A great analogy, man. It is nice to just have that set it and forget it and then just play the game with the rest of them.
Yep. I got Genty locked in. And the idea, this is, I think, one of the things for me that's becoming surprisingly more of an edge where I thought it would be the other way around. But like being flexible and understanding that like my roster doesn't have to look great at every spot by week one. Like some people, I feel like go into this panic of like, I can't have Tyrone Tracy in there. Why not? Look how many guys you got on the bench, that, even if it's not Tyrone Tracy week one.
Right.
Like you're going to go blow your load on a running back like Aaron Jones, or now I'm not saying you can't do that, but it's not necessary in that build, right?
I'm with you, buddy. I'm very with you. I think in a start 10, you start to get to like start 11, start 12, right? You want a little bit better running back core.
Yeah,
a little
the problem bit more there depth. Is because of those extra flexes, right? You're like,
I need more flex options.
Because of in a start 10, I can just roster construct how I'm going to get to with your receiver room, right? So I can basically say, hey, I'm going to go start every week. Neighbors, London, BTJ, check, right? Those are my three receivers. Now, my flex spots, I got JSN and Ladd McConkey. Not to mention the embarrassment of riches, Smitty and Olave, you know, buried. Rashi Rice suspended. We don't need him. You're right.
So don't need him.
The point is, Mike, honestly, I'll tell you this too. I'll be a little picky here because when we do this for mine at some point, feel free to be picky too. But if I have my roster construction there, what was that? Five of the young studs. Then you had Olave 6, Smitty 7, Rashi Rice 8. Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
There you Mike, eighth wide everybody, receiver. I'm telling you, I'm dead serious. In a start 10, buddy, Jalen Polk's already a clogger. But like everybody else, I'm good. If those are my eight, I'm selling Xavier Leggett for whatever the fuck I can get. I'm cutting Polk or getting him out of
Troy
here.
Troy
right?
Franklin, like, give me a fucking third.
That's the best part about roster construction. Like you have that team. Where now I don't have to care about the position at all. And now having that weak running back too, which it's not even that weak, but if we're talking about, you know, trying to build a mob squad, it's the weak leak. So
you
to
hit
speak.
More upside, yeah.
But I'm like, now I just pile in, I don't care who it is. All those shitters we were just talking about. Give me every spot towards running backs or a potential quarterback start. And especially when I have this type of a roster construction at receiver.
Yep.
Oh my God. But wait, there's more. Brock Bowers.
It's got to be one of the only rosters I have Brock Bowers on.
I mean.
Where did I get him? 110, Adam.
Pretty early. You reached on him.
Reached on him. Yeah. Look at me go.
I mean, so actually, I'll tell you this too.
I think your point also applies to the tight ends, right? Bowers, you keep like Tucker Kraft, and then everybody else. If you give me anything for Kincaid, Fant, Okonkwo, Luke Musgrave, give me some fab.
I'll be honest, dude. I think with this roster, I'm moving aggressively even Kraft, Kincaid. Like, cause those guys can be traded for something. Now you can juice that in. But if you... Yeah, I'm holding two tight ends at, like, tops three, you know, of serious worth.
All right, well, we're terrible at this. Let's start sit this roster. We cleaned up everything. We got dudes in the IR. We got our taxi set.
Start shit, baby. Let's go.
We don't even need to go to the waiver wire, but, Adam, I'll pull it up, see what the hell's out there. No.
Choo-choo.
Hunter Renfro.
Oh, no. Mike, was it that long ago we were talking Juju? Now, Brandon Cooks is cooked, too, but yeah. Juju on the wire is... Not ready for it.
There's nothing at running back either I would even consider picking up.
Speaking of running back on a 53, now it's not pretty, but I see Amari DiMercato out there.
Yay.
Mike's boy, Hassan Haskins. I mean, a whole
legend.
Yikes.
Legend. All
right. No, this team's in great shape, right? There's not much to clean up. But I do think this is where I think personally, when I start doing this, if I'm gonna be here, I might as well do it. Like, I'm going to be just as tough on my good teams as I am on my
should be.
Team.
Yeah. You know, keep that right? same energy. That's what the kids say.
Cause you know what, Mike, if you just keep resting on your laurels, you know what's happening?
You just fade away.
Everybody else. Well,
you become
plenty of people
ice.
Get in their own way. Yeah. Plenty of people get in their own way and they still suck, but someone's out there working, scraping by and finding, you know, the Penix value of last year and they start catch up to you.
Yes, sir. All right, so Jaden Daniels is definitely going to start. Who would you start at Superflex?
Dude, this is where – so this is honestly where, Mike, the you have a quarterback horde of this nature. This is another thing about it. Good luck. I mean that. I'm rooting for you. But if you tell me you think you know between Caleb Williams on Monday night, Drake May, Bo Nix, I feel like Penix, poor Penix. When is he? This is like this is what people thought about him with Kirk Cousins. He's not going to see the field for 4 years. I mean,
see why he's on the taxi.
Holy crap! Yeah, dude. I mean, my God, I'd say you just start flipping a coin, or you just attend the Start Shit Show and ask them, because
that's fair.
This week, I would probably.
I think I'd go Bo Nix.
I'm sitting Caleb here. I'm probably going Bo Nix.
Minnesota, yeah, you're right.
I'm probably going Bo Nix, but I just don't want to play May versus the Pete Carroll style week one.
Nah, that's fair. Ball control.
Give me Bo.
Give me Bo.
Give me Bo.
All right.
Which, by the way, didn't you have Bo Nix and?
It's the other one. Same quarterbacks.
That's what I mean. But I'm saying they're the same league or the other league, the other same league, quarterbacks. Yeah. All right. I guess we still stay with that. You're getting cute if you sit those guys. I'm with you.
Genty starting.
Shockingly.
Any of these other running backs you would think about starting over Tyrone Tracy?
I mean, I might think about it, but that would be as far as it went. It'd be like, you know.
I'm with you.
I mean, I don't know. To me, it's weird. Click Charbonnet. He's right now at 11 projected, right? Which is probably pretty near to Tracy. Now, I'm not saying to put him in. I'm looking at. I want to look at game logs. It always amazes me that he's projected with this like healthy workload when like I want you guys to think about this now. You can't see this, but I'll read it through for you. 2024. He's a boom or bust snap share player. Week 1, 34% of snaps. RB 27, right? 12 points. Week 4, 42% of snaps, 10 points, RB 30. But then week 5, 36% of snaps, 31% of snaps. There is a lot of red on this chart, not just in rank finish per, you know, all the running backs, but in snap share. And there's one yellow week, all right? Now, I can't recall why, if Walker got hurt, if it was just an aberration, but he was terrible. The point is, one yellow week. So that means... there's one time where he got into the like healthy workload while Walker was on the field. It's a really good way to illustrate my point.
Yeah.
Mike, there is 6 weeks where it's week 2, week 3, week 14, 15, and then 17. So those weeks, 80%, 80%, 75%, 96%, and 84% of snaps. I mean, this is a... It's not a handcuff, but it's a glorified motherfucking handcuff.
It's like, a handcuff. It's a great handcuff.
But that's where I think, to me, the projection there is kind of just disingenuous. Like, I'm not saying he can't get 11 or 12 or whatever he's projected for, but I want to see what the snapshot looks like with Kenneth Walker and how healthy he is. But everything we've seen so far suggests I shouldn't really flex him if I have an option like Tracy.
That's true, right? You want to do the same thought experiment with Tyrone Tracy's game log.
Now, it started the same way, but look.
Once he started getting run.
Now, listen, if you don't like numbers, let me just tell you by colors, okay? First 4 weeks, red. I'm going to give you the number anyway. 21, 21, 31, and 25% of snaps, right? He's playing a quarter of the snaps at best. Week 5 and on, everything's yellow with some green in there, right? We're talking 60%, 67%, 72% of snaps. That's... Legitimately, if you're in the 60 to 70% of snap range, now, I mean, Scottabo's here this year, so we'll see. But 60 to 70% of snaps, Mike, is normally in the top 15, 20 running backs.
Yep.
Maybe even higher sometimes in snap share. So, I'm not even thinking about Sharps over him, personally. It's just amazing to me their projection's so close.
I think if you're not a Tyrone Tracy believer, right, like you don't believe in him for this season.
Yeah.
I think the only times that you should consider him starting is going to be these early weeks while they work Cam Scatterbo in, right? Like, if that especially is your knock against him, right? If you don't even believe that, then why the hell is he on your roster?
Well, you're running out of – we're running really close here on – if that's what your belief is, if you're, like, worried he's going to get bypassed by Scatterbo, which I'm not saying that's not a – you know, you couldn't have legitimate worry for that. you're running really thin here on
time.
Yeah, because this is the dynasty brain. Like, I didn't make this point, but with Charbonnet's snap share. See, you know how easy it is to forget the whole season when Walker got hurt in the end of the year? Like, so Charb's week 14, 15, and 17, which happened to be the fantasy football playoffs, was literally taking all the snaps.
Yeah.
So now we go into the season like, oh, yeah, he's going to get a lot of work. Now, he might, but that's not been the case for all season. With Tyrann Tracy, the point is everyone's always waiting for the next young player to pass. So think about Braylon Allen and Breece Hall. You already have Braylon Allen. We'll go to him. Like, people put Braylon Allen. I made a money moves on this. I was shocked. Literally, as I was recording it, he passed David Montgomery while literally never seen more than 36% of snaps in the first before the bye.
And then he only did it once after that.
My point is, if Cam Scottable actually takes Mike, you know, a 50-50 split where he's like maybe getting a little more carries, or say even 55-45 at some point, the Tyrann Tracy thing with the draft capital, the receiver stuff, the pitchforks, you can't even imagine.
They'll be out.
You can't even imagine what's coming for the guy.
They will.
So if you do have that worry, I think, you know, if you could sell him now, it's definitely try to explore it. Because right now people have draft picks burning holes in their pockets, buddy, you know?
I'm with you, man. All right. Now we got to do the inevitable task of trying to set this wide receiver in flex.
See, this is where, Mike, honestly, I think one of the things, I'll shout out Scott on this too. This is where I think too, it's hard because you have such young, you honestly have a kind of a corner on the market, I would call it. This is where, like, I do think it's very hard to corner the market at receiver. But if you do this, you can do it. Where, Mike, you have almost all, but you have legitimately all the young and young desirable assets at receiver. And they're also scoring, right? So JSN, Ladd, BTJ, Drake London, Malik Nabers, they're all, you know, fucking under 25, and they're all projected to be top 20 receivers this year, right? So that is a stranglehold on the market. Basically, if you have that type of a thing, if you go down now, maybe Rashee Rice is the play to sell, or maybe, Mike, you have to do what you don't want to do. You let Rashee Rice kind of go into your lineup. But, Mike, so Devontae Smith, right? He's the unsexy version. So I think realistically, though, when I look at production, I'm not saying I wouldn't rather have JSN or Ladd, but primarily the reason I say that is because I hope for more upside, and it's the dynasty brain, right? They're
right.
Young. But the reality is the difference in cost from Smitty to Ladd or to JSN, it's a little bit of girth there, right? But for your team, you just take that meat, you know, pause, but you take that meat and run and put Smitty in your lineup and you go sell. Because, Mike, when you have a corner on the market, you know what it causes? Similar to a quarterback hoard when injuries start happening. Panic. Influx. People are like, I got to get some of these young players off of you. So that would be something I'm exploring. I'm not going out and sending a million offers, like acting like I'm trying to get rid of these guys. But if someone's actually coming, biting for a JSN or a Ladd, even a BTJ, you know, if the price is right, Mike, with your roster construction.
Time to go.
Because it makes the decision we're about to have right now a lot easier, too. That's the inherent other beauty of it.
Yep.
But I think right now you just have to roll with what's in the lineup, dude. Mike, let me ask you this. Right now, week one, they play Dallas. They get in the rings. Is Smitty – do you want to play Smitty over one of these guys? I think that's really the only conversation.
Not really.
I don't either.
Okay, nope.
I don't either. But I also know you're – you know, listen, yep. Mike's got a ring coming. The personal side of you might want to do it. So, Mike, I couldn't live with myself sitting any one of these guys week one. No way.
No, I don't think I could either. But I will say this, because Ladd plays on Friday. Drake London will drop down to flex. Ladd will be in the starting wide receiver ones.
Roster management.
And
start shit management, okay?
You like that?
Get it together.
Here's the only other question I'll ask you. Bo Nix, Michael Penix, I have Drake London. Would you think about playing Michael Penix at all over Bo Nix if you know for a fact you're starting Drizzy?
Personally, no.
Okay.
Now
that's the only one I was gonna throw out to you.
But let me try to Mike, like any other question I get that seems crazy, I'll entertain it. Go to the matchup. Let's take a look. Is this week one? If you have some kind of goon squad you're playing and you want to try to shoot for the stack upside, maybe, but you're projected to win by 30. No.
30. Don't get cute.
Bro, here's the thing. You're projected to win by 30, and I'm looking at this guy's team. See, this is why, oh my gosh, Dynasty is so hard for some people. Mike is projected to beat this guy by 30, and the roster that he's trotting out there has to win now. Okay, we got Dak Prescott, JT, Kyren, Devontae Adams, DJ Moore, Cooper Kupp, Travis Kelce, Aaron Jones, Eckler, and Flacco. I mean, this team's looking like it was the team of yesteryear, but didn't win, you know?
Team of yesteryear, but didn't win. This is also one of my arch nemesis in this league. Not that he's good, just because he talks a lot of shit. So, you always
Wait, roster baiter?
No, King Rhino. Not roster baiter.
You know what, Mike? See, this is where... This is probably one of the older leagues, right?
Yep.
So, this is where, you know... Mike and I probably hadn't met yet at this point. It was just before South Harmon. So you talk about OG stuff, right?
OGs.
Mike, these are the guy that I know, especially in the early days. I mean, speaking of the tag team, 40 each. I would have just gone off on a person like him.
Yeah,
he probably is a very unique character. Yes. Not that we aren't, but he probably has some pretty crazy takes. Especially seeing that team. He's still got Travis Kelce and Darren Waller. Dude, 2021, 2022, things were great, man.
Yeah. Right? Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen.
He's probably still living in the glory years when they're playing together, right?
Tyler Conklin, Dawson.
You know what's
Knox
crazy?
Action.
Like, I'm looking at this. This is where I don't know. I don't know him like you do, but I'm looking at this team. So Travis Kelce, Darren Waller, we saw Diggs, Thielen. It is just littered with age, right? But what's kind of amazing to me about it is I'm looking at his picks just completely untouched too.
Mm-hmm.
Like what a weird, you talk about soaking. I mean, this is a team that's soaking, right?
Soaking.
You're just in there sitting.
One of the old 4D principles. Pick a fucking direction.
I mean, but like your direction at this team, you don't even have to pick it anymore. I got bad news for you. It's picked.
It's already picked.
If you want to do anything other than contend, you need to go the other way. And I think right now, you know what he's dealing with? He's got an identity crisis, buddy. He still thinks he's a contender. He needs to learn.
That's where you send him like Lad for JT in a first.
Right. You teach him that redraft is, you know, a different thing. But honestly, you know what you do? You send him a message week one. You kick his ass. And that's how
he set the fucking tone, man.
You know what, though? See? Oh, dude, Mike. This is actually funny because we talked about Dylan Sampson, and I can just envision like this type of person, right? You get late a Sampson, and let's say something happens where he actually has some good weeks, or actually has like a, you know, you get like a diamond in the rough like that. It's the worst thing that can happen for that type of a team build because they think they have life now, and they think they are like they can outsmart everybody.
Yeah,
and all they do is they make their team worse. Because Dylan Sampson ain't saving you, buddy. But they convince themselves of that shit.
He's not saving you. Dylan Sampson ain't walking through that door and saving you, pal.
Speaking of saving us, doing in this league.
Rip is always Rip. You know, he just does his things.
He's a very, I would say he has one of the most consistent builds in Dynasty I've ever seen.
Yes, he does. Super disgusting.
Roster Bader is a very interesting name when you think about all of his teams, you know.
We've tried to teach him for years, and you see how far that's gotten us. So
yeah, I think in person we found out like, hey, I can want it for you, but if you don't want it just as much, like, we're
can't do nothing for
we're
you
gonna now. Be at odds ends, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Well, there you go, Adam. We went through two teams. We had some really good discussions here. A lot of people will be making moves, getting these rosters right. I still got like 45 more to go before tomorrow night's kickoff. So
yeah, you got the comb over coming quickly. I think though I will say this, I'm getting to the point in my life at least now, Mike, where I actually look at bad stuff that happens or stuff that I didn't do right. You can sit there and just talk shit to yourself or beat yourself up over it, right? But or the way I look at that is good, and I think if you kind of spin it as good, because right now what you're doing is such a good thing to start the year. Now, I'm not saying, hey, Mike, good pat on the back, like way to, you know, leave these teams in that type of a spot. However, right, you go through early in the year and you do that with all your teams. You're like wiring your brain, right, for, all right, fuck, I just did all that work. Like, I just had this garage clean out, which in my head it was going to get done in like, you know, a few days. Like, this was like on and off for 2 months. But you know what happens now? Dude, I see some mess in that garage.
Picked up.
We are not letting these boxes pile up again.
No, sir. So
it's a project. Maybe it's not the time you wanted it to happen, but it's honestly the perfect time. And I think the perfect time is always now. And you do that with all those teams. You kind of set yourself up for, all right, you're going through the season again. You're going to get yourself in good habits. You're going to start thinking, all right, I just did that. And you're top of mind. Fuck, I got that team is good. I don't want to, you know, have to push my quarterbacks in early. So I need to start addressing running back. And you start thinking those things out, get you in really good habits early.
Hell yeah. Well, Adam, the redux, the revamp, the rebirth, the we back up episode is in the books. It was good to do this again, man. I missed the shit out of this. Missed the shit out of this with you. Next week, I think what we do, man, it's early season. We're going to have wild takes. Not just us, but the whole fucking community, the whole Dynasty community, the whole redraft community. Anybody who plays fantasy football is going to have absolutely wild takes starting tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
And running through the end Monday night football. I think what we do is we talk about leverage plays, man. Those early season leverage plays. You want Adam's real opinion on when you should sell some of these quarterbacks in a quarterback hoard when he brought it up? There's probably going to be a few. Adam's going to be like, yeah, time to go.
Yeah, that would be. I think that's a good discussion. I think, and honestly, it's fun. I will say this. Like, to me, the first few weeks, first month, roughly, but especially like after week, Money Moves is like I like doing those shows, Mike, but it's a has to happen every time after week one, week two.
Yep.
Like, the people go from, because they're ready for football and they've been waiting for so long, like they just decide, it's almost like, Mike, you start making permanent decisions with your, like, you know, your minimum wage job. Like,
yeah, just, there you go.
You just start deciding this is all good and you spend everything you have right now because you're going to be good. Well, you have absolutely no plan B. And buddy, that's why right now I've been talking about it. We'll talk next week, maybe some about this too. I think the play on contenders for me, is being a little bit, stretching myself a little bit more thin, especially in lineup. Cause in best ball, I'm probably roster constructed to take on the picks anyway. It's not really, I'm going to do that as pretty much naturally. But in lineup, stretching myself a little bit more thin to get more picks in the early part of the year, when people are just, buys haven't happened, injuries haven't happened, and they're willing to sell their soul for the most mid of mid plays. Like, I need to be the guy that takes their soul from them, you know?
I love it, man.
Take it off their hand.
I love it. I also attribute it a lot to, like, Amazon Prime Day. You know, I don't want to call out Amazon because I love their shit, but
yeah,
here's a breaking tip. A lot of things that they say on Prime Day or on sale were actually the same fucking price all year.
Well, you know, and they bless their hearts, they don't even have the gonads to really deal with it anymore. That now Prime Day just, it's a bunch of stuff that you have to click on multiple times to even see what the price is.
Yes. I mean, keep clicking.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like a trade negotiation sometimes, right? Like,
yep.
Okay, what do you want now? I'm be honest, I'm confused. I have no idea what the cost of this is. Are we gonna fuck or no? Like, what's happening here? You know?
Nope. But I tell you something we are gonna do, Adam. We're gonna get the fuck out of here. We appreciate everybody. Make sure you're checking out everything that we're doing. It'll be down in the description of this podcast episode. We got a redraft channel, we got vibes. You want start sits, you want to just come hang. Fizz and T-Rock killing it on the Vibes channel with all their mock drafts. They just did a marathon. Go check that one out. And of course, the Dynasty channel. Anchored by your two favorite Dynasty co-hosts, two favorite Dynasty managers. We're giving ourselves way too much credit, but fuck
yeah,
it.
I was waiting for you to tell me who that was, who you're talking about.
Who are you talking about? We get new people?
See, and just when you forgot, just remember, when your league mates are playing chess, play 4D chess.
I love it. We'll see y'all next week. We're out of here. Peace.